For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
While speaking at a campaign event for Republican Congresswoman from New York, Claudia Jenny, President Donald Trump had some harsh words for a Democratic Congresswoman from California.
Maxine Waters, the new face of the Democrat Party. Maxine Waters, she's a real beauty. Maxine, boy oh boy, I watch her. Crazy Maxine. Low IQ person. Low IQ.
Trump said Claudia Jenny is incredible in Congress. He also praised his administration lowering the unemployment rate among minorities. President Trump also traveled to Fort Drum, New York, to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment. In a speech before the signing, Trump said the measure proves the U.S. military is the strongest on the planet.
Hopefully, we'll be so strong, we'll never have to use it. But if we ever did, nobody has a chance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell toured a hemp processing facility in his home state of Kentucky and said removing hemp from the Schedule I controlled substance list would help farmers and manufacturers.
Listening to all the various aspects of this and what it could become, what an extraordinarily diverse crop, and what a mistake it was to not make it possible for us to do this.
The McConnell-backed Hemp Farm Act, making its way through Congress now, would allow hemp to be legally used in manufacturing, food, medicine, and other industries. New calls to repeal Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law. The Pinellas County State Attorney announced that Michael Draca has been charged with manslaughter in the death of an unarmed man. He claimed that he was acting in self-defense after Marquise McLaughlin pushed him down as they argued over a parking spot. Attorney Kelly McCabe, who represents McLaughlin's family, is praising the prosecutor's decision.
They went to the scene themselves once the case was turned over to them. They did their interviews, and they made the correct charging decision.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Taliban is still on the move in Afghanistan, reclaiming much of a strategic Afghan city. We get more on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
4 days of ferocious fighting between Afghan forces and the Taliban over a key provincial capital has claimed the lives of over 100 Afghan policemen and soldiers and dozens of civilians. The staggering numbers provided by the Afghan defense minister on Monday, the first official casualty toll since the Taliban launched a massive assault on Ghazni, the capital of Ghazni province, last Friday. The assault overwhelming the city's defenses, allowing insurgents to capture several parts of it and infiltrate deep into the strategic city, barely 75 miles from the capital of Kabul. The fall of Ghazni, a city of 270,000 people, would mark an important victory for the Taliban and would cut off a key highway linking Kabul to the southern provinces, the Taliban's traditional heartland.
A new website is allowing the small Iowa community of Brooklyn to help authorities as they investigate the mysterious disappearance of Molly Tibbetts, who vanished the evening of July 18th. Iowa DCI Assistant Director Mitch Morved says investigators are following up on all leads.
As we have said before, we are considering all potential scenarios. It is possible that Molly came into contact with someone who has caused her harm. This person may not necessarily be a member of our community, but likely has some familiarity with the area.
Family members say the disappearance was completely out of character for her. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.